Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. It's Eve here with you. So I shared earlier in the week that I've been recovering from COVID. And when I felt well enough again to start my meditation practice, I struggled to focus and connect with my breath because I was still very congested. Trying to focus on the breath when you can't breathe that easily is not a calming experience. So it doesn't make sense to try and force it. And the same applies to anything else that might arise in our practice. So for today's episode, I want to focus on providing you with ways to adapt or modify your practice if you ever feel you need to. I was really reminded of the importance of this as I've been doing some training on trauma-sensitive mindfulness over the past few months. We all have different lived experiences, And if we have any unprocessed trauma or grief or difficulty, it can be so helpful to know how to work with that if it arises in a meditation practice. My inspiration to share this with you today comes from the incredible work that trauma educator David Trelevin and his team are doing in this area. And of course, if you feel like you're struggling consistently, I would encourage you to speak with a healthcare professional or a therapist. When I first started meditating, my anxiety was overwhelming, and I got a lot of benefits from working with a therapist at the same time as I started my meditation practice. Meditation as a practice is there to help strengthen your attention, to help calm the nervous system, and provide a space in which you can heal and restore. So we want to make sure that you have the right tools at your disposal for that to happen. And the following tools are called anchor points, meaning a point or an object to focus our attention on in our meditation practice. By focusing the attention like this, it helps to cultivate the qualities of mindfulness, paying attention on purpose with a soft and open mind. The breath is probably the most widely used anchor point, and this makes sense given that we breathe all day, every day. But the breath may not always work for you. When I struggled to breathe out of my nose, it made me feel tense and a little disconnected from my body, which wasn't a great experience. So if this ever happens to you, you can choose different anchors, both internally in the body and externally in your environment. Focusing the attention on the sensation of the hands on the lap or the feet on the floor can be just as supportive. You might decide to rest the attention on the top of the head or where the body is making contact with the surface beneath you. Sounds can also be a great anchor point. And it's less about focusing on one sound or trying to hear a specific sound, and instead allowing sounds to wash over you. So sound becomes the predominant focus. And connecting with sight is also a great way to focus the attention. I often focus on a little rock that I keep on my desk, and I call it my meditation rock. And some folks share with me that they like to focus on a plant or a tree outside. So hopefully you're starting to see that this is down to your choice. And I would encourage you to try out these different anchor points. And finally, and this is the most important piece, you can always stop the practice if you need to. Take a break and resume when you feel ready. I promise you, you are not failing or doing something wrong if you do that. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you do have any questions, please reach out via email at askeve@headspace.com or connect with me on Instagram at @meditatewitheve. See you soon.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.